What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Personal Growth Podcast, Time to Grind. Here we discuss how to be the best version of ourselves every single day. I am your host, Kim Nguyen, and I'm no expert, but I bring you tools and practices that I've used to transform my own life, and guests who can bring their own wisdom and new perspectives your way. Changing your life and healing is completely up to you. I'm just here to spark your imagination and give you new ideas. If you want to do the work, you've got to get out there and grind. Let's do it together. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the show. I am just jumping on to record on the fly, so my thoughts are a little bit scattered for this episode, so bear with me as I make my way through this, but I was inspired by a TikTok video that I just watched only a few minutes ago, and I hopped on to record because I felt so moved by it and so inspired that I was going to message the person, and then I thought, you know what, I have way more to say than just an Instagram message or a 1 minute voice message could ever convey. So I decided to jump on here because I figured if I related to this and he related to this, that there were a lot more people out there that did as well. So we're going to talk about healing today, and I know my audience. So there are a lot of you out there actively healing, or have been through a healing journey, or desperately want to heal and just haven't taken the steps to start. So we're going to dive into what a healing journey feels like and looks like today. And to start that, I want to play the audio clip of this TikTok video from this creator. Go follow him. He doesn't even know I'm recording this episode. He doesn't even follow me, but I was just so moved by it that I wanted to get on and talk to my audience about it. I'm going to send it to him as well, and hopefully it speaks to him too. So go follow Sup Daily. That's S-U-P Daily on TikTok. He's on Instagram. And like I said, I was going to message him. He said in the comments, like, message me on Instagram. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go follow him there. I'll shoot him a message. And I decided to do this instead because I've wanted to speak on healing for a long time. And I think because I've been actively healing for the past 5 or 6 years, heavily the last 2 years, I haven't felt super qualified to speak on something that I'm in the midst of. But since this is about being in the midst of it, this is what we're going to talk about today. So here is the video that I just watched. Take a listen.
So what I'm about to say is really heavy. So if you're not in a position to hear anything heavy, it's okay if you scroll by. I understand. Something that I don't hear a whole lot of people talk about is how lonely healing is. As hard as I worked to get rid of the demons I was carrying with me, at least they kept me company. It's so massively confusing. It's like I have new skin and everything just hurts all the time. And I'm doing all the things that people tell you to do, like be around people and talk it out and journal and meditate. And I still feel like I'm drowning. And I'm so sorry to put any of this heaviness on you guys, but I am so desperate to feel good, so desperate to find someone who really understands what this is like. So do you have any guidance? Because this is really hard.
So first of all, that was one of the bravest videos I've seen. I was very moved by it because it's something I have felt myself multiple times over the past 5 or so years. It's a very difficult feeling. So we're going to break a few things down, okay? I wasn't really sure how to like organize my thoughts here, so I'm just going to go piece by piece here. Healing is, it's a journey, right? And like any journey we take towards something better in our lives, it's not easy. Nothing worth having is ever easy. If you think about anything that you truly want in this life, the path to get there is difficult, right? You want to make a lot of money. You want a healthy relationship. You want some kind of ideal body that you're chasing. You want a lot of followers on social media, whatever it is your thing is, right? So if it's, you know, my life goals, let's say I desire to be an author and I want to reach X amount of downloads, and that takes work. It's not easy. It takes a lot of effort, and healing is no different. And like the path to anything better, there are a lot of great moments along the way, and there are a lot of difficult ones. You will hit so many moments where you wonder why you're even doing it, particularly the days where you feel like what he just described. And if you feel that, you're not alone. Clearly, I'm saying I felt it. He's clearly saying he's felt it. And I know my listeners have definitely felt that at some point. Now, when you start a path to healing, first of all, it's brave because it is so much easier and so much more comfortable to sit with those demons and hang out with them, right? And to stay in your bad choices because they're comforting, right? All the things we've always known, all the behaviors we've always known, as destructive as they are to us, they're ours, right? All the trauma that I sit with, it's mine. Who am I without that trauma? So when I don't get to cuddle up with it every day, then what? Then who am I? Who am I without all this stuff? And that's the difficult part, right? He mentioned, you know, how lonely it is. It's very, very lonely because not only does no one really understand what you're going through, even though people do, right? I have a wonderful online community, and some of the people who, you know, when I started sharing my journey a couple years ago would say they related, they understood, they felt the same way. That helped me feel less alone. And even before that, I would write poetry and post it to my poetry Instagram about how broken I felt. And I would get people who would share it, and I'd get all these followers and people who liked the stuff. And it made me feel less alone. And that was why I shared it, because I wanted other people to know they weren't alone too. It's a weird thing to get that, right? So I know that other people out there feel that. So I listened to his video and I said, wow, I want to let him know that he's not alone, but that's not going to make him feel like he's not alone. Because here's the thing, even though I relate to the feeling, I don't know his experience. My experience is totally different from his experience, which is different from yours. We're all unique individual people with unique individual experiences. So no one's going to completely grasp all of the things that we're experiencing. And because so much of healing is internal, no one's ever going to get it but you. And that is a very lonely feeling. It's a very lonely feeling to sit with all of this heavy stuff, all of these emotions that you're working through, that you're processing, trauma. It's heavy to sit with all of this and work through it. Even when you go to therapy and even if you talk to people about it, most of the time you're sitting with it yourself. You know, when you're doing the things like he mentioned, when you're journaling, when you're meditating, you're visualizing, when you're doing things, you're sitting with your own thoughts. And when you spent years silencing those thoughts and just hanging out with those demons, sitting with the thoughts and working through the feelings is a really hard thing to do. It's very raw, it's very painful, and it is very emotional. And the reason we feel so alone is because no one's feeling that with us. You know, he mentioned that he was doing the things that people tell him to do. Now, you guys know that journaling, if you listen to this podcast, journaling has been key for my own healing. It has helped me become more self-aware. It has helped me identify things I need to continue to work on. It has helped me identify things and people around me that I might need to not have in my life and identify the things that are working well for me. So it's good, but it's also a heavy thing for me to do. I also meditate, and that can also sometimes feel heavy while it lightens me. You know, and I do a host of other things, right? I've got a good morning routine. I exercise. I take care of, you know, my mental health. I go to therapy. I read books and I listen to podcasts, and I'm always doing some kind of work. That can also be exhausting and heavy, and sometimes we need a break from that, right? For me, something that always helps me when I feel that, when I feel like things are really heavy, is to not worry about what anyone else needs from me in that moment. Okay. I never worry about that. I never worry about like texting people back or checking social media or answering the phone or anything. None of that matters. Okay. Because I have to come first. So I choose joy. I choose joy. I find a thing that has nothing to do with me actively healing, right? So no book, no podcast, no journaling, none of that. I choose a thing that has nothing to do with that. I choose something that makes me happy. For me, I love to pick up my ukulele. I love to sing. That brings me such joy. Find a thing, right? Whatever your thing is, pick up a new hobby. Go find something that you love to do. I typically tend to suggest to people, find the things that you love to do as a kid and do that. Like for me, even though I didn't, you know, pick up an instrument really until adulthood, I always loved singing. And I also love games. So, you know, I like to play board games and things like that. My kids and I like to do that sometimes around the table. So it's stuff like that, right? Find something that brings you joy, because it really pulls you back into yourself. It really brings you a feeling of feeling less heavy, for lack of a better word. It takes a little weight off your shoulders, and it doesn't always take all the weight off your shoulders, but we're never going to always fix everything in a single moment. If we can make ourselves feel a little bit better right then, when we're feeling very alone and very heavy. He also mentioned that people will suggest being around people. When I feel the way he's feeling, being around people is the worst thing for me. Actually, the worst thing for me. Because have you ever been in a room when you're experiencing feelings like this, and in a room full of people, you can feel so alone? Because no one realizes in that room, while you're smiling and talking and seemingly acting like everything is fine, that you're actually drowning, right? Because we never go out to dinner with a group of friends and say, guys, this is what's happening with me right now. Don't get me wrong. I think you can do that. I think you should do that. If you're with a safe group of people, you should be able to do that. If you're with a safe group of people or a safe person sitting across from you. But for me, when I feel this way, being around people makes me feel worse. I feel so abnormal. I feel more alone. I feel like no one quite understands what it's like to be me. And truthfully, no one does. But, you know, I feel almost like out of place, like I don't belong in that room because of how I feel. And I look around a room, you know, even if it's like strangers, right? Because if you're sitting at a table in a restaurant, most of the people in the room are strangers, right? Or if you go to a party, there's seemingly probably people you don't know. And everyone seems okay. And I just would be there like, I'm broken. I feel so broken. And everyone else here looks like they're so put together. And even though I know that's a fallacy, I know that's not true. I know that room is full of broken people. How can they go to this party or this dinner or whatever it is and be fine when I have such a hard time doing it, right? So being around people when I feel that way makes me feel more alone. I would say on my healing journey, I really stuck to my core safe space people, you know, my people that didn't make me feel like I had to pretend around them. And also, I could be that lighter version of myself around too. You know, the people that love me the most and that I love the most, they bring all of that out in me. So I think it's being around the right people, not just people. You know, I think something no one talks about when you start to actively heal is how long it takes. It's kind of like, I had this thought earlier, so I don't know if I've said it yet. Sometimes I can't differentiate between what I'm thinking and what I'm saying or what I've said. So it's a little bit like an onion, right? Healing's kind of like an onion. Like we peel back this layer and we just uncover another layer. It's all these different layers of things. And it's just like we keep going and eventually we're going to reach the center eventually, right? It's not like forever, but it can take a long time because, you know, you uncover one thing and you say, oh, well, that's where that came from. That's why I've been doing this. Like cutting or peeling an onion, it can make you cry. He cried on his video and it made me emotional watching it. And I can't tell you how many times I cried in the shower or in the dark of my room. It makes me even emotional to say that just because I felt the way he was feeling. You feel like you're the only one. You feel like, I remember like laying in my room and just feeling like, I'm the only person in this world. You feel so isolated. Even if you have people that love you, that's a fact. Even if you have people that love you, you feel very isolated. You feel almost like in a bubble. Like there's all these things happening around you and you're just stuck in this space that no one can quite get into. And another thing about healing is that you lose a lot of people along the way. So in addition to all of the things you're working through, all of the issues that you're dealing with, working through, trying to break old behavior patterns and, you know, heal generational trauma and all of these things that we're unpacking, whatever your individual journey looks like, right? We lose people. Because part of healing is coming into yourself and learning how to love yourself properly. And loving yourself properly involves setting boundaries. And boundaries will absolutely reveal to you who the people are that are the exact reason you needed those boundaries. And you will lose people. You will. I've talked about it so many times on this podcast. You will lose people along your journey. And so not only are you unpacking all this, you're also losing people that you love, right? Even when it's their time to go, even if they were no longer serving you well, it's still hard to lose people. So now we're dealing with that too. On top of that, we're now trying to figure out, well, if I've lost these people, who are my new people? And if you're anything like me and you've spent years choosing the wrong type of people to have in your life, you will question all of the new people in your life. Like, is this a good person? Is my picker wrong? You know, is my intuition off? And so I spent a lot of time questioning myself too. It's a nonstop, like, hamster wheel that's spinning constantly, and you can't quite get off, right? Sometimes you get to slow down a little, but you can't quite get off, because if you get off, what happens? You go back to that older version of yourself that was, like, comfortable sitting with those demons, right? That's the last thing we want to do. I don't want to go snuggle up and, like, binge eat and, you know, text some old boyfriends and do all that stuff. I don't want to do any of that stuff. That's destructive behavior, all right? I know the things I should be avoiding, and I avoid them like the plague. And I have worked really hard to get past those toxic behaviors. And that doesn't mean also that because we're healing that bad things won't continue to happen to us. They will. On top of all this, the world is heavy right now. Okay, we've got all this stuff happening, like, in the United States. And so I can go on to TikTok at any given day, and that can feel heavy for me, right? Because based on my algorithm, I have so much women's rights stuff on there that it reminds me of all the terrible things happening in the world outside of my healing bubble. So not only is my healing bubble difficult, well, so is all the stuff outside of it. So now what? Now what do I do? Like, you know, it's so rough. And I think it's very important to know that, like, there are people out there. You can find people out there, right? Like, I found this guy's TikTok today, and I was like, dude, I know. Like, that was literally my comment. Like, I feel this. I think I said that. Like, dude, I feel this. And a simple comment like that says so much more, right? Because, dude, I feel this translated into all this, right? Now I'm talking to tens of thousands of you instead of just messaging this one person. I really feel like there is power in speaking your pain, because you will find people who understand what you're going through, and they're not going to fix it for you. No one's going to fix it for you. No one can heal you but yourself. That's the hard part, right? No one could do that work but me. And, you know, if other people could have healed me, I probably would have been healed a long time ago. Because I had friends for a long time that were like, Kim, you got to get your shit together. No one can do it for you. But when the right people come and walk alongside you and say, I'll listen, I know how that feels. It's hard, right? And they don't expect you to be okay. And a lot of people out there will expect you to be okay because it's more comfortable for them. Those aren't your people. If you cannot sit with me when I'm broken, you do not deserve to sit with me when I'm healed. Plain and simple. Pay close attention to who is in your horseshoe when you're broken. Who cheers you on? And I say horseshoe. You guys have probably heard me say that before. We don't have circles here. We got horseshoes because there's always room for more. We don't turn away the broken. You know, I've been through a lot. And one of these days I'll start unpacking my pre-75 hard trauma. But when I think back to my darkest moments. I mean, I can remember days where, like, I just did not want to feel that way anymore. I wouldn't say, like, I was suicidal, but I think I would get in those moments where I just wanted to not be hurting. And when you're hurting so bad and nothing makes it better, what do you do? Because talking to people didn't help. And I know for a long time I wasn't talking to the right people. Numbing it with things didn't help. You just kind of have to sit with it. That's how you get through it, is you sit with it. And if you're lucky enough to have someone who's willing to just sit with you, then you're lucky. And there are lots of people out there. There are lots of ways to find support. Whatever it is you're trying to heal your way through, there are some kind of groups for this online, on Facebook, on Reddit, on, you know, you'll find people on TikTok if you just look up hashtags. I can't tell you how many wonderful people I have connected with on social media. Over the past 5 years, I have made so many wonderful friends just because of shared experiences. You guys, I have a Facebook community of 1,000 of you. 1,000 of you that come listen to me talk about all of the junk that I'm working my way through every single week. And then you started talking about your own. There are safe spaces out there. If you need one, you come join us because we're good people there. We are a safe space. Facebook, Time to Grind. Link is in the show notes. I promise you, if you come hang out, you'll see that there are good people there working on themselves mentally, emotionally, physically, trying to get healthier. You aren't alone. You don't have to be alone. But you also do have to be alone. I know that sounds like so contradictory, but we can find people to walk beside us. We can find good communities, but ultimately the work is on us. No one's going to feel these feelings and work through all the hard shit except us as individuals, right? But here's the thing. I have worked my way through so much trauma already, and I still have a way to go with some things, right? I think I'm pretty close, but I've worked my way through so much that I can see how much better I am because I sit with the hard stuff. I remind myself of that when it's difficult, right? When days are hard, I'll like ask myself sometimes, like, what's today teaching me? What's the universe trying to tell me today? There's a lesson in it. So do all the things I've talked about. You know what I mean? Meditate, journal, do all that stuff, but also find joy in your life. Find joy. Find joy just for you. The things that are just for you, because no one can take those things away, okay? I'm going to hop off of here and I'm going to get on my favorite karaoke app and I'm going to sing a few songs and it's going to bring me joy because as much as I was excited to record this episode, it's also a little bit heavy for me to like reflect on my own healing journey. So I'm going to hop on and sing some songs and maybe play some ukulele tonight and just enjoy myself. And we all need joy. Suffering is the absence of joy. So if you're suffering, insert joy. And I know because I've had those moments of despair, it is very difficult to find joy when you're suffering. Very difficult. Anytime like life feels really heavy, I use the whole like recipe that my therapist gives me, right? So take a drink of water, I go get some fresh air, I do a quick like 10-minute meditation that I love on YouTube that sparks some joy for me. And then I spend time doing something that I enjoy, whatever that is, right? And that can be anything. Like for me, I'm learning German right now, and I get so much joy from, like, you know, completing a new section on the unit I'm working on. So, you know, to check that off my list is makes me feel happy. Like if I move up the leaderboard a little bit, I get excited. Like there's lots of different things that can bring you joy. So go do that. If today is heavy, find joy. And listen, you are where you are. We're never going to instantly get better or instantly be healed. I don't even want to say get better, because you are getting better. We're never going to be instantly healed. It takes time. And I know we live in this world of like Amazon Prime, everything shows up at your door real quick and, you know, instant gratification. That's not how this works. And I think that's part of why it's so difficult for people, because not only do you have to be very active in this and do the work, right? To go meditate, to go journal, to go read the books, to listen to podcasts like this or whoever you're listening to, right? To go to therapy, like it takes a lot. I had therapy yesterday and it was a very heavy therapy session. I felt drained afterwards and I just wanted to go to sleep. It was coincidentally like in the evening, and I go to bed pretty early. So I was like, I'm going to check out of my day early. I'm going to do a nighttime meditation and I'm going to sleep. And it was exactly what I needed. I think it's important to recognize what suits you well and do those things. Practice those things. If there's something that you're doing that's not working well for you, don't do that thing. But you have to give it time too. Don't just say like, I tried meditating one time and it didn't go well. Do you know how many times I had to meditate before it started to go well? So get in a routine, try some things, bring some joy into your life, and just know you're not alone. I'm here. The Time to Grind community's here. Go follow this guy, Sup Daily. He's there. I know I'm kind of throwing him out there and he has no idea, but he seems like a wonderful person. Listen, you guys, I hope you got something from today's episode. I will be back next week with a regular episode, an interview I'm really excited to share with you guys. And if you didn't listen to last week's episode with Marcus Black and you need some inspiration to get out and live your life, because it's real short, go listen to that episode. I am so thankful that I have that episode to go back and listen to. I rarely go listen to my episodes because I record them, but I've listened to that episode with Marcus twice just because his message is so needed and you need it too. So go check that out. And then I'll be back next week. Come join the Facebook group. Go rate and review the podcast. And as always, we got to do the work, right? So get out there and grind.